Chapter 10. Reactions Define You. A wise woman does not dream of what could have been. She does not see herself as God's gift to men. Therefore, she is joyful and content in her present circumstances. By the time you married, you already held certain basic convictions. You knew right from wrong. You did what you thought was right, and no one could persuade you differently. But now you find yourself and your convictions challenged by someone who may not share your established standards and worldview. He may be more liberal than you, more permissive, or he may be stricter and more legalistic. The presence of children further complicates the situation. You want desperately to do what is right for them, but you have submitted yourself under the authority of another. Life is not going the way you had planned, and you can't act or react the way you had wanted to. You find yourself pushed to the limits of your patience, and then you react in unsubmissive and selfish anger. Reactions are not premeditated actions springing from our best motives, carefully thought out, planned, and weighed. They are emotional responses, breaking loose like wild horses when we feel hurt, cheated, used, or misunderstood. They are often retaliatory, sometimes condemning, confrontational or adversarial, and eventually vengeful and punishing. Your reactions break you loose from your social inhibitions and manifest who you really are inside in what you really believe at your core level. We lose our carefully preserved front when we are pressed beyond calculated thinking. Then who we really are is made manifest. You can control your future reactions considerably by changing the way you think before you are pressed into a response. The way you think every day determines the way you feel, and it will determine how you will react in stressful situations. Researchers have determined that the average person thinks over 40,000 thoughts each day. The heart is filled with thoughts, and it is out of that reservoir of thoughts that the mouth speaks words of praise or bitterness. When the pressure is on and the dam of reservation breaks loose, you cannot control what you say because you will speak from the abundance of your heart, from the 40,000 thoughts you had that day and all the days before. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. Luke 6:45. If you, as a wife, are going to change the way you have been speaking, it is not a matter of willpower. It is a matter of thought power. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. You must bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. Matthew 15:19. As Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. You will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. Not by the strength of your will to hold your tongue. God tells you how to think about your role as wife and helpmeet. If you believe him, you will think differently. If I were in an airport baggage pickup area waiting for my red suitcase, and I saw a young man snatch it and run, I would be very upset until I learned that my husband sent him to get it for me. When my thinking changed, my feelings would change. The lady married to the accountant-turned-dairyman was sitting at home angry because her husband was late. When he finally arrived, he went directly to the barn to take care of his cows. She couldn't hold her tongue. She couldn't help the way she felt, because she had spent the entire day, no, the entire week, month, last 3 years, thinking how miserable she was for the circumstances her husband had brought upon her. She felt it was her red suitcase that was stolen. He has no right, she thought over and over again. This is not what we agreed to when we got married, she repeated to herself many times a day. He should come in and eat the supper that is already cold from waiting, not go out and milk those cows, she repeated to herself during the last 3 hours when it was obvious that he was late. She was storing up in her heart an abundance of selfish thoughts. Her actions and reactions became enslaved to her misguided thoughts. What could she do to change her thoughts? She could learn something she does not know, not just from this book's advice, but from God's book, the Bible. She was not created to choose her husband's vocation, nor to choose his or her lifestyle. She was created by God to be her husband's helper. In her case, that meant becoming a country girl, a dairyman's helper. She doesn't have to like cows, but she was created to help the man who does like cows. Think how different it would be if, when he were 3 hours late, she thought about how blessed she was to have a good man coming home to her at 7 in the evening with a paycheck, and to have love, security, a father for her children, a warm bed all night, and the promise of a bright future with more cows, better milking equipment, and hopefully a rise in milk prices. How thrilling life would be! How exciting and new every day would be! An adventure out in the country, not stagnating like the rest of the old fogies in town. Many a woman is sitting alone at 7 in the evening, afraid that her ex-husband might try to break in again, and she's wondering where she and the kids are going to move to next month when they're evicted from their duplex. She and many others would love to be in this lady's kitchen, waiting peacefully for her grassroots husband to come in late for supper, only to go out and tend to his cows. When he did finally come through the door, his dinner would be warm, and the smiles and hugs would be warmer, with promises of an even warmer bed. You are what you think, and God tells you how to think. Think the truth. This is not the power of positive thinking. This is the power of the truth, as God defines it. You are created to be your husband's helper, not his conscience, not his vocation director, and certainly not his critic. When you develop an adversarial relationship with your husband, you do so on the premise that you are right and he is wrong. You are also assuming that you have the duty to resist, confront, and challenge him. In thinking he is wrong and you are right, you declare yourself wiser than he, more spiritual, more discerning, more sacrificial, etc. All this adds up to the obvious conclusion that you have assumed the role of leadership, teacher, and judge. This is sinful and odious, and it displeases God greatly. No woman will ever have peace and joy until her mind is filled with goodwill toward her husband, and she is committed to becoming a good helpmeet for him. Is much of your life a reaction to real or perceived wrongs? Are you truly as wise as you think? Take the wisdom test below.